Well, I can give you a rough prices. The last time I was in business was 2019, and you know the reason why we were out for the 2 years. We were roughly paying 127 to 130 per litre for diesel. And today it's gone over the 2 euros. So that's 70 pence on a litre in say, from 2019 to today. And like, it was costing me roughly a fill around 80 euros. It's now costing 120 to 130, depending how low I am. But that's nearly 40 euros on a fill of diesel. So, and with not alone the price of diesel has gone up, everything that is delivered by road, which is everything in Ireland, like to maintain the car, car parts, tyres, everything has gone up accordingly. So the actual cost of doing business today, I maintain, and I won't know till I see my accounts at the end of the year, because I wouldn't be into the figures that way. I maintain my personal income is down somewhere between 30 and 35% this year.
That is a significant drop, Sean.
It is indeed. It is indeed. And it's all down to the price of diesel. And, you know, in fairness, I can't see why the government can't just for a short period declare an emergency like they did back during the Second World War and take the tax off of that, take some of the tax at least off of the fuel. And it would help the people who want to heat homes as well, because it's affecting home heating oil as well as road diesel.
They obviously reduced the excise on fuel, Sean, a while back by 15 cent per litre of diesel and 20 cent per litre of petrol. I'm guessing you feel that's a drop in the ocean, though. It helped to a small degree, but not enough, especially for someone in your line of work where you're effectively on the road more than most other drivers.
Well, we're on the road every day, and you know, sometimes some 5 o'clock in the morning, because the planes come into Shannon at 5 and maybe going till 1 o'clock the following morning. I wouldn't be driving all that time, but that's that's what the line of our work would be, and the reduction on the fuel helped, but that swallowed up with the increase in prices. And instead of taking 15 pence off, if they took maybe 15% off, it would keep it down that bit more. But I'd like to see them taking at least 30% off the price. Then it would give us a fair chance of earning a decent living.
The higher prices at the pump mean not only less spending money in consumers' pockets, but also expanding costs for companies, some or all of which will later be passed along to the consumers. Are you having to pass on the cost to your customers, Sean, because you're seeing it negatively impacting on your business? Or it's a delicate balance, isn't it? You don't want to drive away customers, pardon the pun, but can you absorb all these costs?
Well, I have no choice. Personally, I have no choice, Alan, because I deal with an awful lot of Americans, and some of the companies I deal with in New York and Boston and places, I gave them prices last year, which was really, I kept my same prices as 2019 to try and encourage the North Americans to start coming back to Ireland, and they are coming back. But if we were to put on the prices accordingly to keep the same standard of living as we had in 2018 and 19, you know, we would probably drive them out to market. We might get them this year, but we definitely wouldn't get them next year. You know, so I just have to absorb myself personally. I can't speak for anybody else, but that's all I'm doing. I've took a reduction in my cost of living, in my own areas. I've took a reduction, and I just have to get on with it.
And no doubt, Sean, it took some time and to build up a reputation to establish those North American links. And I guess you're worried that if you do put your costs up, they'll go somewhere else, and it could be very, very, very difficult to re-establish those links across the Atlantic.
Well, they will go somewhere else. There's no question about that. I mean, we've seen it back a number of years ago when the tourist industry was very, very strong in Ireland. And I'm going back now to the 60s, a little before my time, Alan. But, you know, suddenly the hotels and the transport people started putting up prices to see these glorified dollars coming from New York, and they said, gosh, we'll have more of those. And we lost tourism for a good few years. It dribbled out. So it's built back up now again, and hopefully that we can maintain it, because it's very important for our future. Tourism is one of the biggest business we have, and we have to look after them. We have to, you know, treat them right. And make sure that they will keep looking at Ireland and not looking at one of the other countries which have a low cost base that they can go to.
You said you're absorbing the cost so as not to scare away your North American customers. Are you hoping that absorption is going to be a short-term measure, that things will take a turn in perhaps 2023 and, you know, you will make more money?
Oh, yeah, I'm hoping that it'll take a turn before the end of this year, whether it is, you know, it might be hoping in vain, but I would like to see things definitely settle down, you know, as you, the war and places like that getting finished, and maybe fuel getting cheaper and the cost of living, food and stuff getting cheaper. Yeah, I'm hoping, and definitely for 2023, I'd like to be back, the figures back down a small bit anyway, you know.
What sense are you getting from chatting with your colleagues in the industry, Sean? Is pretty much everyone in the same boat?
Everybody's in the same boat. That's the people I deal with. Maybe the guys who are in the business in a bigger way are getting some better deal doing. But people like myself who are a one-man show on the ground, you know, it's just that. And if we do a tour, like, for instance, another part of it, if we do a tour and we have to stay up in Sligo or somewhere like that, we were getting bed and breakfast, the finest of bed and breakfast for something like 50 euros back in 2019. That's gone up to 17, 80 euros now. And it's not the people who own the bed and breakfast. It's not their fault. Their costs have gone up. So everything is going up on us, you know. So, and all the colleagues that say, who are the same as myself, one-man operations, they are finding the same thing happening.
Just to finish, Sean, do you envisage a point at which it won't make economic sense for you to be a taxi driver anymore?
Oh gosh, that's something I don't want to think about, Alan. I'm a very positive person as a rule, and I'd hate to think of that. But if I do come to that, you know, and I'm probably at the age that I can throw in the towel, that's what'll happen. And I'll hop on another subject. It's like the landlords, the small landlord is getting out of the market, because they're being forced out of a regulation and whatever else. And the same thing might happen with the tourist business. A small operator like myself might have to get out, and then you're talking about the big operators, and they can charge what they like.